America first fell in love with Eddie Thomas and Gwen Harrison in the box office smash Autumn with Greg and Peg. They had the most celebrated marriage in Hollywood. Who could forget how they hit one out of the park in Requiem for an Outfielder?
You can't die, Mike. You can't. Because I love you.
Justice never tasted so sweet as in The Bench.
I didn't do it. I'm innocent. Why won't anyone believe me?
I object, Your Honor!
You're out of order!
No, you're out of order, sir! I object to the way my client has been treated! I object to the fact that I've allowed my professional judgment to become clouded by my feelings for my client! I object to the way the room seems to spin whenever she walks into it! I object, Your Honor, because I love this woman.
Their love opened our eyes in Sasha and the Optometrist.
Read from the top line, Sasha.
I-L-O-V-E-Y-O...
You.
Dr. Martin.
Eddie Thomas and Gwen Harrison, America's Sweethearts.
God, they were great. Made my job cake.
Danny, I did the press for all of their movies, all nine. Six of them did over $100 million.
Yep. They were on top of the world. And then she had to go and blow it by taking up with that Spaniard. Did you cut this yourself?
Well, no, Chad and Mark.
Oh, always take credit. That is survival rule number one.
Okay, yes, I did it on my Mac.
Rule number two, don't take credit until someone actually says they like what you did. It's not bad.
I hope this isn't too awkward for you, Lee. I know I'll never be able to fill your shoes.
Oh, I know.
Kingman's office just called. He's down in the screening room, and he wants you to take a look at something right away.
Karen, would you please remind Mr. Kingman that he fired me last week and then invite him at his earliest convenience to kiss my undercarriage?
I think you want to see this, Lee.
Hello, Dave.
Lee.
Thank you for coming.
Why am I here? No, I'm just confused. I mean, after all, you did fire me last week, so why am I here?
I brought you here to see the new Hal Weidman film.
Really?
Yes. Eddie and Gwen's last movie, and you know their movies better than anybody.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
All of it?
Mm-hmm.
How is it?
Would you roll that, please? I want you to be the first to see what only I have seen. As a friend.
Did the film break?
No. The film is fine. At least I think the film is fine, wherever it is. I spent $86 million of the studio's money on 20 seconds of titles. That's all he sent me. The titles! And a note. Dave, we could also do these in blue.
We had to make a Hal Weidman picture!
The man's won 3 Oscars. He's a genius.
No! There's only been one genius in this business, and that was Senior Wences. A little lipstick, some hair, and his hand. And the guy had a career for 85 years. Do you remember? Huh? All right. Talk to me about genius.
Do you remember the crazy guy in the woods?
Ted Kaczynski.
Who, the guy at Fox?
The Unabomber.
Yeah, the Unabomber, okay? Remember how he lived in that little cabin?
So?
Hal Weidman bought that cabin from the government and had it moved onto his property.
That is where he edits his movies. Uh-huh. That is his little, twisted, sicko office.
It's him on the phone.
Who?
Hal.
I'm gonna kill him, that sick son of a bitch bastard. Put on the speaker. Hi, Hal.
How are you, darling? I've been thinking about you because I wanted to send you a basket or something. How's the movie?
It's finding its way.
Well, do you think it could find its way to the studio?
Because we have a few little things to do with it, like finish it.
It's finished, Dave.
Oh, great. How is it?
My mother thinks it's the best thing I've ever done.
Can I speak with her?
No, Dave.
Can we send someone to pick it up, Hal?
No, Dave. You haven't said anything yet about the titles.
Oh, I love them. I have no notes.
When's the press junket?
Weekend of the 21st, why?
Because I want the press to be the first to see it.
I'll bring it to the junket. We'll all experience it together.
No, Hal, no. I'm the head of the studio. I don't experience things with the press.
Hang it up now, Dave.
Wait, no, Hal, wait. Hello, Hal? No, Hal. He's not gonna let us see the movie until the press sees it.
At the junket.
Yes, at the junket.
No.
Lee, you've got to do this junket for me.
Look, you want me to set up a junket in 2 weeks, and you're not even sure if you have the film.
Yes.
No.
Lee, don't make me beg.
You already are.
Lee, please, come on. Lee.
Danny can handle it.
No, Lee, no. Danny cannot handle it. It's his first junket. He can't handle it. I need the master. When it comes to putting together a junket and working with the press, you're a legend.
I prefer to remain a living legend.
All right, look. You won't do it for me, do it for my father, okay? You guys worked together a long time. You had a real bond.
Your father was a psychotic.
You spoke at his funeral.
I loved him. You, I can't stand.
Lee, please. You've got to do this for me, please. The studio's going to go under. I haven't had a hit in almost 2 years. And I have what may be the last Eddie and Gwen movie ever made. And I cannot get my hands on it.
Tell me what you want, I'll tell you what I want.
Okay, I want only one thing. If people think that Eddie and Gwen are going to get back together again, they will go see this movie. I need you to make that happen.
Oh, that'll be easy.
No, well, look, just make it look like maybe it could happen.
She has a restraining order against him, and he flipped out. He's nuts. He's living in some nut up in the mountains or something.
So what? I don't care. I need Eddie and Gwen back together again, smiling and happy. We can sell the shit out of that, Lee.
What about the Spaniard?
Unless I get a script called I Stoop Castro, I don't know what to do with it. So what do you want?
I want the golf cart.
No, that was a gift from Arnold, so...
I'm kidding.
Oh, okay.
I can have anything.
Yeah, any within reason, yeah.
I want my job back.
Lee, don't do
listen, have
to
a
me,
great
please.
Junket. Drop me a line. Let me know how it went.
All right, Lee, yes. If you get Eddie and Gwen back together again, you can have your job back.
Where are we booked?
Four Seasons Beverly Hills.
Cancel. We need to get these people out in the middle of nowhere. Once they find out there's no movie, they can't escape. We need to find a hotel like the one in The Shining, you know, isolated.
Well, what about the new Hyatt in Nevada? It's in the desert and it's just opening.
Book it. Now, we have to keep the press entertained and on the go. The best junkets are the ones where the press thinks it's a weekend not about the movie, but about them. So we have to program the shit out of them. Cocktail parties, hayrides, circle jerks. Whatever you have to do to keep them from remembering they haven't seen the movie, they're there to review. What are we doing for gifts?
Oh, well, the movie's about a cop who travels through time, so I did a gun.
You're going to give members of the press a gun?
Well, no, it's not real.
No. We'll do a bag, a really nice bag. Call us all the bag.
Come on in.
Diamond earrings for the ladies, money clips for the men. Move it, Gail. Chocolate truffles, the best perfume.
Got it.
Listen, Danny, I don't want this to be awkward for you, but I've got some work to do.
Well, how are you going to get Eddie and Gwen there?
Don't worry. I know somebody.
Lee, you know I love you. You know I'd do anything for you. You're just asking an awful lot. Well, a press junket with Eddie isn't high on Gwen's list of priorities. Oh, no, Lily, so we'll take him out.
Yes, I understand. Yes. Oh, excuse me, hold on. Could you please put that out? Please.
This would be perfect.
Yes, I just can't accept this listen material. I'm so sorry. Okay, I'm just warning you that it's going to be a bit of a fight. That's all I'm saying, but I'll do what I can. Okay. God help us.
Okay, the interview's over. We're in commercial break. When we come back, you know the scenario.
Yeah, I've been here before, Larry.
Okay, you can take calls. You look right at that camera.
For sure.
Like you're talking right to the call, and I'll look right there.
Right down the tube.
Okay, 5 seconds.
Kiki.
Okay, let's go to phone calls now on Larry King Live. White Plains, you're on the air with Gwen Harrison.
Hi, Larry.
Hi.
Gwen, hi. I used to be a big fan, but I'm sorry. I can't get over what happened with you and Eddie. I'm so sick over it. I can't sleep at night. How can you?
Well, I'm,
Well, you do sleep next to a very handsome young Spanish gentleman, do you not? Let's go to our next call, Rock Island, Illinois. Hello.
Hi, Larry. Gwen, I saw your latest movie.
Thank you.
I just couldn't sit through it. I can't watch you without Eddie. It's just not the same.
This has to be very hard to hear, Gwen. Your last two movies, the ones you did without Eddie, they crashed and burned at the box office.
They were very big in Europe, Larry, and huge in Japan, actually.
Still, it's got to be tough. Two unsuccessful movies in a row. Lots of intrigue, lots of whispers, lots of talk. What happens if this one tanks?
I hate Larry King. I hate him. What I do is stupid shows. I want to breathe. The last two movies crashed and burned. I just wanted to reach over and choke him to death with those stupid suspenders. No one hates you. And, you know, the lighting was great. You looked great. Everybody said so.
Who?
Well, you looked great.
Oh, see?
Oh,
see?
Thanks. Yeah. Well, she really knows. Here, just have a sip of water. Thank you. Is this the one with the electrolytes? I only like the water with the electrolytes.
Larry said you were amazing.
Thank you. I love Larry.
Let's love him down to the dressing room.
Black or white?
White!
Man, those glasses. Who wears frames that big anymore? He looks like a bug. This week to be over. Why can't the world accept the fact that I don't want to be with Eddie anymore? I just want to scream at people, get a life. This week to be over, is it over? Almost pushed. Ow! Kiki? I'm sorry. I smell smoke. Somebody smoking? I don't know. It's probably Larry.
How many heart attacks does that guy have, huh?
Six, maybe seven.
Can we just go? I don't want to be here anymore.
Is it beautiful?
Listen, I got a call from Lee today.
Who's Lee?
The publicist from the studio. You remember him.
I do.
Remember when you were doing Letterman, you got so upset because they bumped your show off the air because of the Gulf War?
Yeah.
Well, he was there. He got you that English toffee.
Oh, I remember the English toffee. That was great toffee.
Okay, well, we'll get you some of that English toffee when you meet with him because he wants to talk to you about the junket.
Oh, God. Do I have to?
Meet with him? Yes, you have to.
It's just not fair. There's all this pressure on me and there's no whatsoever on Eddie, is there? Probably off somewhere having the time of his life.
This letter, Edward, is a very important part of the healing process. By writing to your mother, you afford yourself the opportunity to thank her or forgive her or to ask her why she did the things she did. Now, we don't mail the letter, but the simple act of putting it on paper frees you, allows you to let go. Now, what did you say to your mother?
Dear Mom, fuck you.
Okay. We'll try the letter some other time. Okay. Are you comfortable now about speaking about Gwen?
You think I should?
There is no should.
I think I can.
What is can?
All right. There's this place in Chinatown. Tiny little place. We used to go there. They wouldn't bother us. We'd order wonton soup and crumbled duck and just sit there for hours talking. She took him there. She took him to our crumbled duck. And I followed them and I saw him pouring the soup and smiling. Mm-hmm.
was a total accident. And the next thing I know, she's crying to the press that I tried to kill her, which is crazy. I mean, she just loves to overreact.
Hmm. We have a saying, Edward. Mekeleka halavad, bin salabin.
What does that mean, Charlie?
Mekeleka salavad, bin salabin.
What does that mean?
I don't know what it means. It's very old.
Oh. I feel like I'm making progress. I feel more secure. A lot more secure. Do I seem more secure?
You look great, kid. I'm telling you that whatever the doctors are doing to you, it's working because you got color in your face and your lower neck. I mean, I'm in love.
Yeah, they say 2 weeks here changes your entire life.
Really?
Yeah.
When was the 2 weeks up?
About 6.5 months ago. But I feel like I'm getting close to something.
Hey, I can see that. You didn't happen to see Larry King last night, did you?
No, I was in the isolation tank, so they don't have a television in there.
The reason I bring it up is Gwen was on.
Gwen?
Yeah, she took kind of a beating.
She did she?
You, young lady, are nobody without Eddie. Nobody likes you. Never go anywhere without Eddie. You're nothing. You're nothing. Get her out of here. Get her out now. Nothing.
I'm so sorry, Larry.
Well, I guess she got what she deserved.
What are you doing here? This isn't you. Come on. Let's pack up your stuff, kiss Gandhi goodbye, and let's get you ready for the junket.
I'm not going to the junket, Lee. I mean, look at me. I'm not ready.
The studio needs you there. The movie needs you.
I don't care about the studio, and I sure as hell don't care about the movie. How is it? Is it good?
I've only seen a little bit in the beginning, but I got to tell you, it's fantastic.
Yeah?
It's fantastic. I mean, hold the movie up to your ear, and you're screaming Oscar. I'm telling you.
No, I'm not going.
Gwen's going to be there. You want to see her, don't you?
No. It's too soon.
Eddie, it's a year and a half. Come on, you gotta confront her. Get it over with. She fell in love with another guy, all right? It happens. Well, never happened to me, but if it did, I wouldn't spend the rest of my life hiding out here like some pussy.
I'm not a pussy, all right? And I'm in the middle of my treatment here. This is serious stuff. My wellness guide's not gonna let me just go.
You can go.
Are you sure? 2 nights ago, you said I was the flower that fell into the stream, but the branch is blocking my way. I didn't know what that meant, but are you taking that back?
You read so much into what I said. Don't listen to my words. Listen to your own heart.
I feel like the flower. I don't want to go.
You're a very funny man. We will miss you here. Don't forget to be grateful.
Okay, I'm grateful. Grateful for the sun. I'm grateful for the stars in the sky.
And I'd be grateful if we could get going.
Okay. Okay.
Eddie, why don't you wait in the car?
The car, okay.
Yeah, right there. Okay.
I am the flower. I'm the flower.
He kills me with his humor.
Does he?
Yes.
Listen, Chief, I want to thank you for all your help, and we'll get the car within 10 days.
Convertible.
Oh, convertible, leather interior, fully loaded, and you'll enjoy it. He's going to get through this thing okay, isn't he?
Life is a cookie.
I'm going to take that as a yes. Okay. All right. Come on, Eddie. All right, buddy. Ready to go?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah. Does Gwen know I'm coming to the junket?
It was her idea.
No, it wasn't.
Absolutely. She's really excited.
Not in a million years. That demented pig is going to be there. No way.
Gwen.
Eddie was just temporarily insane. Don't stick up for him.
Kiki, look at you.
Hi, Lee.
Oh, how are you?
Good.
How are you? You look fabulous.
Thank you.
Look at you. What did you do? Is it your hair? What is it?
It's my hair, and I have a little sun. It's actually
she lost 60 pounds.
And I lost a little weight.
I see that. Yeah. Well, you look terrific.
Thank you.
60 pounds.
Yeah.
That's a Backstreet Boy.
Right? Are you here to talk to me?
Yeah, well, of course. Sorry. I mean, listen, Eddie is not demented. This was a one-time incident. I mean, this is a forgive and forget kind of thing.
He tried to kill me, Lee. Am I the only person who remembers that? Attempted murder doesn't get people's attention anymore?
You know, he was just so in love with you that he flipped out. You know that you have this powerful effect on people?
It's true. Are you sticking up for him again?
I'm sorry, to my own Gwen.
Gwen, your dog just swallowed your window washer.
Puppy.
Yeah, puppy, sir. It's a raptor.
Time for Prozac, excuse me.
She's on Prozac?
If only.
talk.
Well, hey, that's not a bad thing.
Hey, baby.
Hi, honey.
Here comes your sweaty big man.
Oh, man, you're sweaty.
Who is he?
Hi, Hector. I'm Lee Phillips. I'm the president for Time Over Time. Huh? Just in case you thought I was some guy coming to sweep her off her feet.
Huh? No, no. You're too old.
Hector, honey. Be good. I'm sorry, Lee. He's Spanish.
No problem. I was Spanish once myself.
Oh, I need kisses. Oh, honey. Oh, there you go.
Oh, yay. Oh, yes. For why is he here now?
He wants me to go to the junket for the movie.
We could do that. When is it?
Actually, Hector, we won't be taking up any of your valuable time.
What, I'm not invited to the junket?
I'm sorry, it's a studio decision.
Hey, what do I care what the studio thinks? I don't give a shit, okay? I go where Gwen goes. I'm with Gwen now. We're a couple. So we're gonna go to the junket together, okay? Yeah, you're so beautiful. I love you so much. I want to manage you and make something with both of our skins.
We're not going, Hector. Eddie's going to be there.
We're not going to go to our honky because of him? Listen to me. Listen to me. We're going to go, and I'm going to personally protect you in case that psychotic asshole bastard tries to kill you again. God forbid.
We're not going.
Don't argue with me. We're gonna go.
Everybody wants me to go to this stupid junket, but nobody cares what I want.
That's not
true. Nobody cares.
Honey.
Don't you know the stress I'm under? Everybody hates me. Everyone wants a piece of me. My therapist is out of the country. I wasn't nominated for a Golden Globe this year. Leave me alone. Bastards.
Aren't you pleased with yourself? I can't even enjoy my shower now. It's a publicist piece of shit. Gwen is totally enough.
Cleared the room. Well done.
Did you talk to your sister? You're the only one she'll pretend to listen to.
Where is she?
Grazing.
To this junket?
No.
Why not?
I'm afraid of that I'll see Eddie and he'll be this destroyed, pathetic mess. And I'll feel guilty. And I'm tired of feeling guilty. Keep going. Yeah.
I know. I'm always thinking about other people. I know you are.
It's awful when you're the only person who cares about other people's feelings. If they see Eddie and he's down and depressed, they're gonna pity him and blame me.
So what you're really worried about is you.
Of course. Does everyone hate me, Kiki?
No one hates you.
Oh, yes, they do. I was in a store the other day, you know that great store on Melrose? And there was a baby in the stroller, and he was looking up at me, and he was judging me. The whole world is judging me for what I did to Eddie.
Look, I'll admit the Miss Adorable image has been somewhat called into question by recent events, but that's just one more reason to go to the junket. You smile nice with Eddie for the weekend and win back some audience goodwill.
You think it would help?
Yes, I do.
I guess I could give Eddie the divorce papers. That's a plus.
If you're sure you're ready to do that.
Kiki, I'm sure. Why are you still questioning me about this?
Because it's Eddie. Eddie who'd sing Yellow Submarine at the top of his lungs just to make you laugh. Eddie who'd save the mango in his fruit salad for you. Eddie.
Exactly, Eddie. You're just a romantic, Kiki. You don't know anything about married life.
Well, you got me there.
I won't be able to get through this on my own. Can you help me?
Hey!
needs new pants. Good dog. Hey, get the paper. Come on. Please. Come on. Help.
Well, don't let me interrupt.
What happened?
Well, I'm going to go pack her things because we're going to a junket.
Really? Quick! You're a great sister.
I'm a great assistant.
To the left. Yeah.
Magazine that have been on Zoloft, but this is holistic.
Sure got a lot of them.
Could you just watch the road, please?
Bobby. Yeah. I want you to pull over. Here.
This is Kashtanga Road.
Yeah, okay.
Why are we stopping?
Just doing what I'm told, Mr. Thomas. So, how you doing?
I'm fine. I'm great. What have you heard?
I gotta hand it to you. My lady walked out on me for some other guy, I'd have a gun down my throat. I'd get drunk off my ass. And then I'd go lay down on the tracks and wait for a train to finish me off.
Can we just please not talk about that?
You know something? People say I look like you. It's not that I, you know, look like you, but it's like I project you. You know, like I project the essence of you, like a you-ness.
Can you put that partition up?
Yes, sir, Mr. Thomas.
Hey, how's it going, pal? How's it going?
Great. I was just getting a little pep talk from my driver.
Oh, listen. I have to orchestrate the arrival at the hotel. Do you want to pull up first, or do you want Gwen to pull up first?
Hey, where did you come from, man?
Here. I'm riding with Gwen.
Gwen's back there?
Yes.
She is?
Yes. So, do you want to ride first or second?
Second.
Be right back. He wants to go second.
Let him go second.
He can go second.
Great.
Now, wait a minute. I should go first.
Why?
I don't want to look like his opening act. I want to go second. She wants to go second.
Second it is. She wants to go second.
Fine. Let her come second. I don't care. Let her come behind me. That way she'll be able to see the knife she stuck in my back.
Thank you.
Great, second. We're all set.
Great.
Who cares? She doesn't care. Yes, I do. I'm going first.
I don't care! I don't care! Why is this an issue?
I'm just trying to facilitate.
I don't care! Can we just get to the hotel?
You're going second.
I don't care! I don't care!
Okay.
I don't care!
Right.
I don't care! I don't care!
You're going second. Eddie? You're going second.
I don't care.
Okay, thank you. Well, that was easy. I don't know why we have to go second.
Just drive the car!
Fashion. And here they come now.
That's So good. It was just great. That had to feel good to you, huh? It was good that we went second. See? I told you. You walked in, everybody loved you. Didn't that feel good to you? What is all this stuff?
This is my Serenity tea from the Wellness Center.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know what's in it, but it gets me really calm, really focused.
Lee, I can't do this.
I told you this was a mistake. She's very close to me now, isn't she? She's in the next room. I can feel her.
No. She's in a cottage on the back of the property.
I sensed that. She's close, man. She's real close.
No, she's not. The cottages are way back on the property. Way back.
It's just so shocking. I mean, you're with somebody and, you know, you think you're going to spend the rest of your life with that person. And mm-hmm. Suddenly she gets a cottage and I get this shitty little suite.
She has an entourage.
What about me?
You have an entourage?
I'm a paranoid schizophrenic. I am my own entourage.
You know what? Let me move you.
It's not important. It's not important. I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the suite. I'm grateful for the minibar. Cottages are probably small anyway.
Well, no, actually, they're tiny.
Small?
Oh, ridiculous.
Good.
Should I get some room service? We'll just...
No, you know what I'm going to do is I'm just going to take some herbs, you know, numb out and have a shower and go to bed by myself.
You've been fabulous today.
What do you mean? What did I do?
You showed up. That's enough for me.
Okay.
Get some rest. I don't want you puffy.
All right.
Hey, Steve. I think we got a guy whacking it down there, cottage number 4.
Oh, that's... Oh,
that's disgusting. Oh. I don't want to deal with this now. Every time I get this shit, there's always some sicko like this. I can't even catch a break around here.
Sir, I'm sure that things are different in Los Angeles, but here in Nevada, masturbating in public is a punishable offense.
Excuse me, I have spent time in Las Vegas.
I was not!
We saw you on our cameras, Mr. Thomas.
I was pulling out the prickers.
Hey, Eddie, come on. Trying to put out a fire.
I fell into a cactus.
He fell into a cactus.
Jesus.
That's it. Come on. So unless you're in the habit of arresting people for bumping into succulents, I suggest we go our separate ways and let's call it a night. Okay, guys.
I mean, we still have to file a report, Mr. Phillips. We can't.
No. Please, sir. I'm not supposed to do this, but I happen to have some really beautiful bags that are exclusive for the press here. And do you have girlfriends, wives, anything? Because we have earrings, real diamonds, beautiful, very tasty, actually very delicate.
I saw the bags. They're nice.
Very nice.
Yes,
highest quality.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we don't have to file a report.
Because I didn't do anything, you morons!
Diet pills. Usually he's like a pussycat.
All right.
All right? Okay.
All right.
Thank you, guys. All right. Well, fellas, one other thing. I'm going to need the tape on the security camera, just in case something gets out, all right?
Okay.
Okay? Okay, listen, Danny here's going to go with you and get the tape, all right?
Oh,
okay.
Oh.
Okay, thank you, fellas. Appreciate a lot.
Red of cops. Got me right on the edge. I could go either way.
All right, Eddie, what were you doing there?
I just wanted to look at her again, you know? And I saw her standing by the pool, and she looked so fantastic, and I just miss her.
Oh, no. Don't give me that look. I know that look. That look means trouble. Listen, calm down. Let's go to your room, put you to bed, and stay out of trouble, okay?
I wasn't getting in trouble.
Yeah, I guess. Knocking off on a cactus, that's...
I wasn't doing that.
Please.
This just in. It looked as if Eddie Thomas may have to change his middle name to Peeping after an incident tonight at the Hyatt Resort. Now, this tape from the hotel security cameras clearly shows Thomas, in the words of one hotel security guard, doing himself a big favor outside the cottage where the actor's estranged wife is staying.
Oh, my God.
Thomas and company are in town attending a press junket for the long-awaited new Eddie and Gwen movie. And sources tell us this latest incident comes as no surprise given Thomas's delicate mental state since his split with wife and co-star Harrison. Any idea what this movie's about, Charlie?
Haven't heard yet, but by the looks of it, Sean, we're looking at a remake of Cool Hand Luke.
It was on the news, Lee. He was outside my cottage doing something not good.
Gwen, everybody does it.
I know everyone does it. That's not the point. What is going on, Lee? Is he trying to kill me again?
Well, given the weapon he had in his hand, I tend to doubt it. Relax, we're at a Hyatt. People don't kill people at a Hyatt. Other chains, yes, but the Hyatt, no. Gwen, get some rest. Somebody has to be beautiful tomorrow, and I think that somebody is you.
I know.
Listen, I have to go. Good night. Lee. Eddie, I am so pissed off. I have the tape right here. They must have had another copy. Bastards. Yeah, well, you know, everybody's got a price, kid. You know, hold on just a second. It's room service. Right, hold on. Eddie, hi. No, it's just... Yeah, hold on one second. You put it over there. That is Beluga, right? Yeah. Eddie, we're fine. No, it's all local. Nothing national. Plus, they're going to issue a retraction tomorrow. Yeah, you're fine. Really, there's no damage. No, I'm telling you, it's just a little blip. Plus, it's what you said. It's in the past. The beach grass grows towards the sun in this universe that you're grateful for. You know? Get some rest, because somebody has to look handsome tomorrow, and I think that somebody is you. Okay, Mr. Big Time? I'll see you in the morning.
You like Eddie, don't you?
I love him.
But you leaked the tape.
Survivor rule number three, kid. You're not here to love anybody. You're here to promote a movie. That's it, period. Say you're here and you get word that your mother died, you know, like hit by a bus or something. You go downstairs, you shed a tear, and you say, it's a shame. She would have loved this movie.
Talk to Eddie. I'm worried about him.
Okay, you go talk to him.
No, you gotta go get him for me.
Me?
Yes, I have to talk to him tonight. Otherwise, I'll be up all night and then I'll look terrible in the morning. Really, really puffy.
Oh, I don't think. No, I can't.
Why not?
Because I'm sleeping. And because I just feel funny getting in the middle of things with the two of you. It's just... Can't you just handle this yourself?
What are you talking about? I don't handle anything myself.
Why are you being so difficult, huh? I'm only asking for a teensy-weensy favor. So, please, Kiki, please. Please, Kiki.
God. Okay.
Your pillow's better than mine. How are you?
Oh, my marriage is shit and I make crappy movies, otherwise I'm great.
Eddie, I'm sorry.
Why is she doing this?
I don't know. Hey, I like your movies.
Oh, they're shit. Come on. What's going on? I mean, did she say anything?
No, I'm shocked. I really am shocked. I didn't know anything.
I'm not perfect, but I mean, I thought we had something. Jesus, she wants me to move out.
I know.
He's going to be sitting in my chair, watching my flat screen TV, walking my dog, sleeping in my bed with my...
It's okay.
I don't know what happened.
Well, it's not you. You are a great guy, and if she can't see that, she's blind. You are wonderful.
I don't feel wonderful.
It's going to be okay.
I don't think so. But thanks for saying that. And thanks for coming. You're really sweet.
No, you are.
No, you are. You're a good friend. You're a rock.
Hi.
Kiki. Hey. Come be here.
Nice to see you.
You too.
You look good.
Oh, misery agrees with me.
Oh.
You look good, too.
Thank you.
I mean, you've been getting healthy, haven't you, Keek? You lift a little weights or something?
Well, not lifting weights. I'm just losing weight.
Well, you never looked overweight. You always look good to me.
Thanks.
Well, come on in. You want something to drink?
Or... Oh, no, I'm fine. Thanks.
Sit down.
It's been too long since I've seen you. I think the last time I saw you was...
That night.
Yeah.
I feel terrible about that. That was the low point. I just found out about Hector and Gwen. You came to help me out. What did I do? I took advantage of the situation.
Oh, you...
You're talking about bottoming out. I was a little drunk, and I think I kissed you. Did I?
I don't remember.
Well, if I did anything inappropriate, will you forgive me?
Sure, yeah.
Thanks, Keek.
Are you okay now?
If you had asked me a couple of hours ago, I would have said no, but something happened tonight that was really incredible. I was out walking by the cottages. And it was like Gwen was drawing me to her. And I just look over this wall, and there she was. She was standing by the pool, all dressed in white, like an angel in the desert. And I thought to myself, that's why you're here. You're supposed to win her back. I mean, what's she going to do? She's going to stay with Hector? I mean, there's no way. I mean, that's the woman I'm supposed to spend the rest of my life with.
Really? The woman by the pool?
Gwen.
That's why I'm here.
What do you mean, that's why you're here?
Gwen!
Pebbles and Bam Bam are rocking out.
What are you talking about?
Kiki and Eddie are coming down.
Why'd you say that?
It's cold. It's fun.
What did she want? Well, I don't know what she wants, but it'll be good to find out what she wants. You know what I want.
Okay, Siegfried and Roy just left the building. They're heading for the pool deck. And
Siegfried and Roy are here?
No, not the real Siegfried. It's a cult. You wanted to play this game, you little schmuck.
Okay, heads, she never sees me again. Tails, we get back together.
And you need to flip a coin for that.
Correct. Okay. All right, here we go. Yeah. One, two, three.
Oh, no! Oh.
Possum?
Possum. Wait, not here. Felix, this is Oscar. The monkey is in daycare. Repeat, the monkey is in daycare.
Mystery data waits.
Wish me luck.
Is that a gun in your pocket, or just have it assume me?
Actually, it's a gun.
Hello, Eddie.
Hi, Gwen.
I've been so worried about you.
Have you been?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure how it goes when your wife decides to shack up with somebody else. Sorry, I've got a lot of anger I'm trying to deal with.
I understand. You should get that out. Just shake it out. Throw it away.
That's great advice. Thank you.
Look, I know I have no right to ask you this, but...
Ask me what?
When we were doing the movie, were you fooling around with anybody?
You're right. You've got no right to ask me that. And no, for your information, I wasn't fooling around with anybody else.
What about the girl who played your daughter?
Are you out of your mind? What the hell's wrong with you, Gwen?
You're very hostile.
I can't imagine why.
Oh, this was a big mistake.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. Look, tomorrow, let's just be professional and promote this movie because, let's face it, at this point, we both need this one to do well.
I know you do.
And if they ask... about the breakup, we just say that it was a difficult time, that we're working through it together, and that we're still really, really close, okay?
Fine. Whatever.
Good. I have to go. I'll see you tomorrow, Eddie.
Not even...
Here. There you go.
Time over time? No, that's Gwen Harrison and Eddie Thomas dancing in the moonlight for real. Hard to believe, but America's sweethearts
what
are
where
you thought you'd never
on?
See them again in a passionate embrace. Now, again!
Life is so stressful. People have no idea what it's like being me. Did we brush my teeth?
Yes.
See, I can't even remember that.
Good morning, you two. Come on, smile. Here we go. All right, smile.
Ladies and gentlemen, here they are, Eddie and Gwen, together again. There they are, America's sweethearts.
Lee, what is this? I'm only getting 5 minutes.
Yes, and mention the jerking off thing and I'll pull your plug, so to speak.
Whatever, listen, 5 minutes is plenty of time to talk about a movie I haven't seen.
Yeah, but it's fabulous. You look great. That's great. So what do you think?
Do you need anything?
Doesn't she look great?
Who?
Your sister. Look at her. She looks incredible.
Are you trying to make me jealous?
Would it be possible to do that at this point?
No.
Why would you care if I was trying?
Okay, who's happy? Ready to go? Okay, Adina, thank you. Always a pleasure. Here we go. Byron, it's all yours.
Byron Allen coming to you from entertainmentstudios.com. Strap yourself in because I'm sitting with America's sweethearts, Eddie Thomas and Gwen Harrison. And are you ready for this? They're not trying to kill each other. So, guys, what's going on? Are you two back together? You look very comfortable with each other.
Look, Byron, I want to be honest with you. Before I came down from the room, I took about a half a pound of Vicodin. So I'm going to be really comfortable until about late March.
Oh, you are funny. How do you live with him, Gwen?
She doesn't. She lives with someone else. Gwen.
It must have been exciting working with Hal Weidman. Tell me, were you apprehensive at all when you started?
Oh, no. No, Hal's brilliant. He's so easy to work with, you know? He loves actors, just loves actors.
Eddie, you had a nervous breakdown recently, didn't you?
What?
Do you think audiences will ever be able to watch you again without remembering your sensational attack on Miss Harrison?
Lee.
And that's 5 minutes. Thank you, Dave.
Oh, so great meeting you guys. I'm a huge fan.
Lunch?
Why does he get a neck rub? I want one.
He's so tense.
Hello? I have a neck too, this thing holding up my head.
And we're back. Everybody ready?
Of course.
Eddie?
Hello again, Syracuse. I'm Moore Josephson, your movie maven.
Good morning, Ann Arbor. I'm Laura Messenger, the Channel 7 Cinemaniac.
The popcorn is buttered.
The lights are dimming.
It's time to join Bob
and Ken
at the Multiplex.
Eddie and I are great friends. We talk every day. Eddie and I are better friends than we've ever been. You know, we talk 2-3 times a day. We're just cosmically, like, spiritually bound. Eddie's really good, and he's just my pillar of strength, you know. He's like, it's like Sodom and Gomorrah. I mean, so strong, you know.
And that's 5 minutes.
In spite of all the emotion and the hurting, we were able to lean on each other for support. That's when I realized how strong our friendship really was. We're in constant contact.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, not only are we great, great friends, and not only are we in constant contact, I mean, you should see some of the phone bills. I mean, woo! We've also done some, I don't know, how should I put this? Hell, I'm just going to say it. We've done a couple of three-ways. And this guy she's with now, I mean, I can't say that I'm happy about the situation. After all, she's my wife. But after having spent some time in the sack with him, I can see where the attraction is. Although I have to say, for a fairly big guy, he's not packing much south of the border, if you know what I mean.
Oh, and that's 5 minutes.
Thank you so much. Say hi to everybody in Salt Lake. Good to see you.
Next.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Hello. I just didn't think it was very funny.
It was a joke. Why'd I do that after the 400th interview of the day?
I don't think Hector is going to find it very funny.
Guess what? I don't give a shit what Hector thinks. Hi.
Okay, you're my baby.
Oh.
Just smile and shut up.
Okay.
Listen. You have given me 110% today.
Who has?
You have.
Me?
Yes, it's been a great day.
What do you want?
It has. Small favor.
No.
45 minutes an hour?
No.
Yes, I need you to have dinner with Gwen.
Dinner with Gwen?
Yes. No, it'll be great. You'll see.
No, it won't be great because I'm not doing it.
You should do this.
I'm going up to my room. I'm going to go to a mini bar. I'm going to spend time with myself.
Anyone deep shit. We don't have the film. Hal is holding the film hostage. We have nothing. You understand that? Nothing. But what I do have is you. You and Gwen, when you two are together, the press forgets it. There is no film. I've never seen anything like it. It's roses blooming, flags flying, butterscotch pudding.
Are you on something?
It's a panic high. But listen, you don't have to order salad and dessert. Just order an entree, chew a little bit, smile and go.
No.
They have a delightful pork tenderloin tonight.
No.
8 o'clock. Thank you so much.
No.
It was Gwen's idea.
Really?
Absolutely.
I can't believe you said I'd have dinner with him. I hear they serve a very nice pork tenderloin. I'm not going. Here, I've been with him enough today for the rest of my life. I have to give him the divorce papers. When are you going to do that? Just before we leave.
What are you going to do, toss him out the window at him as the limo pulls away?
Like, you don't understand. It's very complicated. I'm trying to be nice to him so that it'll be easier when I give him the papers, but if I'm nice, he thinks there's hope.
Is that your foot?
Pedicure. Hello?
So when you're nice, he thinks...
I can't even talk about it right now. It's so hard being someone people just don't get over. You tell him I have a headache or something.
I'm not gonna lie for you.
You lie for me all the time.
Not to him. You know what this is? This is high school all over again. Nothing has changed. You wanted to break up with one of your boyfriends in high school. Did you do it?
No, you made me do it. I did not.
Oh, please. Let's just refresh your memory.
Rob?
Robert Mancuda.
Ooh.
Kyle Hassler.
Oh, God.
Toby Franks, half the lacrosse team. Ring a bell, huh? By the end of the year, I was the most hated girl in school.
That's not true.
My quote in the yearbook was, "Hey, we have to talk." I was despised.
Fine. Don't go. And he'll sit there like an idiot. It'll be all your fault. Whatever.
How are you, Lee? Where's the film?
What are you talking about? The film that's in his canister, waiting to be shown, waiting to go into history. Mm-hmm.
There is no film, is there?
What have I seen five times? It made me laugh and cry and have the best feeling I've ever had in a movie theater. You're gonna have a great time. You'll see. See you later. We're doomed. We're dead. We're doomed. Thank you.
Hey, look at you. Wow, you clean up good, Keith.
Thanks.
What's going on?
Gwen isn't feeling well, so she's not going to be able to make it to dinner.
She isn't sick.
Not physically, no. I just didn't want you to sit here wondering.
Thanks. Really. You want to join me? Kiki, come on. Haven't you read the papers? I'm very unstable. Don't let me alone with me. Have dinner with me. Come on. We'll catch up.
A few minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. We have an understudy.
Boy, they never make it easy, do they? Can I have the house full, please? Hello, darling. Can I have Holly Golightly's cottage, please?
Who's that?
It's Gwen's code name. It's from Breakfast at Tiffany's.
What's that?
It's a movie. It's a great movie.
Oh.
Hepburn?
Right. Catherine.
Let me tell you something. Don't tell anybody you're in the movie business, okay? Thank you.
Okay.
Hello? Hey, Gwen, it's Lee. Listen, I'm at the restaurant, and guess what? You're not. Are you okay? Oh, that's too bad. No, Eddie's fine. He's with Kiki, and she looks unbelievable. And it may be a little hello, young lovers, for me, and I may have some fires to put out later, but hey, that's my problem, isn't it? Have a nice night. Feel better. Okay. Bye. 5 minutes.
You're amazing.
Take notes, kid.
This is Larry Flynn for Let's Go to the Movies. God damn it, I'm sitting here with the lovely and the talented Miss Kiki Harrison. Kiki, let's talk about the movie you play, a lesbian firefighter on an oil rig in the North Sea. One word comes to mind, typecasting. Your thoughts.
And then...
Oh, my thoughts. You really want my thoughts?
Yeah. Larry.
Larry? Okay, Larry. The truth is... after playing Madame Curie... Mm. and discovering radium... I just thought it would be a hoot, you know, to strap on those big rubber boots and kiss my favorite gal goodbye and go fight some fire.
That was a very personal role for you.
Personal. They're close to my heart.
Nice.
Yes.
That's funny. You're funny.
I am.
Do you remember when we were at Carolina doing Silent Run?
Right.
And we rented that go-kart. And then you attacked the director and you had the
cart. No, excuse me. No. I did not attack. There was no attacking.
You rammed him repeatedly.
I didn't ram him.
And then you rammed me.
You tried to cut me off.
You rammed everybody.
Ramming you was a different thing.
Then you rammed Glenn.
No. Well, no.
And she was not laughing and we were laughing.
She wasn't too happy about that.
I don't know why that memory kept popping in my head.
Those are good times. I'm sorry I didn't call you.
Hey, she's your sister. I mean, I totally understand.
But you're my friend, and I just let myself get kind of...
It's good to see you now.
It's good to see you now.
It's a nice necklace.
It's, not really mine.
I know.
It's Gwen's.
I know.
She gave it to me.
And I gave it to her.
I know.
Looks good on you, though.
Thank you.
What are you thinking right now?
I am thinking about something that I shouldn't be thinking about.
Me too. What were you thinking about?
I was thinking about how much I really want to eat that breadstick.
You eat this?
No. I don't eat bread. I just dream about bread.
You know, I've been going through a lot of dream analysis since I cracked up.
At the center.
And I believe the bread
Well, I think that when I dream about bread, that would represent bread. Pretty much. What are you thinking about?
Gwen. It's here.
Sorry I'm late.
Thought you weren't feeling well.
All better. Just like that. Thanks, Keith. You can go. Okay.
No, she doesn't have to go.
No.
Just stick around.
It's fine.
Stay.
Have
dinner.
Good to see you. I need some mouthwash.
Okay, right away.
So what's good? I hear they have great pork tenderloin.
Yummy.
She didn't have to go.
Thank you, honey. You look great, too.
Excuse me, is Holly Golightly here?
What is the name?
Holly Golightly.
No, what the hell is he doing here?
I'll get rid of it.
Get a camera, film, tape, anything. Go.
It's Gwen Harrison. Do you know the actress Gwen Harrison?
Hector! Lee Phillips.
You met at the house.
Where
are you going?
Huh? I want to see my Gwen.
All right, listen, how do I get in the middle of a personal situation? You're all adults, you know, people in love. How can you stop them?
What are you talking about now? Where is Gwen? I want to see her now.
I can't cover for them anymore. They're in a restaurant, they're having dinner, and that's all I'm going to say on the matter. They're right over there.
See, she's in the red dress right over there.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hector.
Jesus.
That's all right.
Gene? Hi.
Don't wave at him like that.
Eddie, I promote my movies.
I know.
It's part of the biz.
I apologize. I'm sorry.
Hector.
Yes, I apologize for Hector, too.
Hector's here.
What is going on? Hey. Why are you sitting with him?
Come on, get in. Get out of the way.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Get that side.
What am I supposed to think? What are you doing here, honey?
I'm protecting the woman I love. What are you doing?
I'll let you two catch up.
No, why don't you be quiet, okay? I'm going to get to you in a minute.
Don't boy.
Don't tell me what to do.
Don't you trust me, Hector?
I trust you. I trust you implicitly. It's this asshole I don't trust. I don't trust you.
Make it like a setup. Beam, setup, beam.
What?
Make it like
what did you say?
Beam, setup, beam.
I hope he's not making fun of my accent. That's all I hope.
Okay. You guys enjoy your little public display.
Okay, pussy boy's leaving. Oh, what's the matter? You don't like that? Huh? Maybe you want to take a swing at me, huh? Huh? Doll boy? Come on.
Come on, sweetie.
Let's go. Please, make my day.
Lee! You're a genius. Beyond my wildest expectations. Look. The tracking is up. Spielberg has moved off of our date.
Ooh, this is good! Hit him!
Who?
Anybody.
I'm not gonna fight you!
Because you're the pussy boy.
No, because I'm trying to find some peace.
You want peace? Okay, you want peace. Pussy boy's leaving.
Don't you do that.
Hector, don't.
Don't tell me don't. Maybe you want a piece of me, huh?
Okay, you see?
Okay? Huh? Pussy?
You know, I really don't think there should be a problem here. After all, you stole my wife, and I tried to kill you, so I think we're pretty much even, okay? You...
You hungry?
I love your work.
Eddie, you forgot something. Did you see him go down?
Shut
what?
Up.
Get him.
Why'd you have to do that?
I did not have to do that. I wanted to do it.
Just deal with it in there.
It was my place.
Eddie, everybody back,
okay?
Please. Get back.
I can feel my nose in the back of my throat. Is that bad?
Can you hear me?
Eddie?
I swear to God, Gwen can be just horrible. How can you
be in love with somebody and not even like them at the same time. It seems strange.
I think you need to lie down.
I thought I was lying down.
Well, why don't we try sitting down?
Okay.
There we go. Let me have a look. That doesn't look good.
No?
Cold. What happened?
I just thought I needed another humiliating photo op. I tried to walk away, but the guy just kept pushing. So I hit him in the tray with my face. I should have just walked away. I don't know. For some reason these days, I always do the stupid thing.
This doesn't look good. Verging on crazy, or it's fine.
There he is, the master. Bartender, I'll have whatever he's having.
Yes, sir.
Well, Lee, I have to say, you have completely outdone yourself. In 24 hours, you have given us a walk in the woods, a romantic dinner, and a fist fight. I can't wait to see what happens next.
Maybe I can get him to commit suicide. Would you like that?
I don't know. Let me think about it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it won't help the initial release, but it'll rent like crazy when it goes to video. We can do a box like a coffin, maybe wrap it in a little black ribbon.
Oh, yeah. No, that's good. No, wait. Imagine if he killed himself at the premiere. I'm joking. I mean, I'm thinking out loud.
Good night, Dave.
Hey, good night, Lee. Good work.
Hi.
Hi. Wow.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
Good morning. How do you feel?
I feel good. I feel weird, but I feel good. You?
Yeah, I feel something along those lines. Good, weird, weird, good.
Listen, here's what I was thinking. Why don't I order some breakfast? And we'll take it from there.
Okay. Why don't you order some breakfast? I'll brush my teeth first. Mm. Can I use your toothbrush?
Yeah, it's in there.
Okay.
All right.
Can I get some juice? Kiki! Keith? Hello? Where are you? Kiki!
Want some toast?
You buttered my toast.
Yeah.
No one's ever buttered my toast before. I mean, I don't actually eat toast with butter. I don't eat toast. I'm gonna stop talking now. Make an exception.
Okay, what's cheek? It's hot.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Yep. Hi. No, I'm fine. I look like half a raccoon. What's going on? That's not such a good time. Can we do it later? No, don't come here. I will come there. Bye. That was Gwen.
Mm.
She wants to talk before we do the interviews.
About what?
I don't know. She didn't say. But I better go over there.
Why didn't you say you'd see her later?
Well, I did, but she said she was going to come over here, and I thought that's not a good idea, so I better just go over there, given the situation.
Are you going to tell her about last night?
I don't know. I think I'm just going to let her talk, Keith. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it sounds like she's got something important to say, so I figure I'll just let her say it. And everyone's going to go do these dumb interviews, and then come back, and you and me will have lunch together. That sound good? Kiki?
Kiki! Kiki!
You look terrible. Does it hurt?
Well, only when I'm awake.
Oh. He's not here, by the way.
Who?
Hector.
That doesn't matter. Is Kiki here, though?
I doubt it.
Hmm.
Kiki! Kiki! I don't know where that girl is. That girl is here. Nice of you to join us. Where have you been? Got up early, had some things to do. Nothing important. Would you make me some scrambled eggs? She makes great scrambled eggs.
I remember.
Would you like some?
No.
Two scrambled eggs and make mine runny.
We could order room service or something. She doesn't have
to
cook.
No, no, no. It would be my pleasure.
Not that. So what did you want to talk to me about?
Yeah, I think that you're doing pretty well, huh? Are you feeling okay?
Yeah, I'm better. I'm shocking myself.
I forgot how charming you were, Connell.
And you, Miss Julep, you're a warm breeze on a cool afternoon.
What was that?
What was that movie called?
I don't remember. Kiki? What was that movie called? I don't give a shit.
No, that wasn't it.
Anyway, you look like you're getting to a good place now, Eddie. Last night when I saw you and Hector, I was so conflicted.
Conflicted, that is the word du jour. There's no question about that. You know what that is? That's tired. She's tired.
Are you seeing anybody?
Excuse me?
Are you seeing anybody?
Let me think about how I answer that. Not... You know. Not technically, no.
What? He said not technically! Wow, that's fascinating. Not technically. That's sad. Really, that's a shame. Here are your eggs, my darling sister. I hope that's plenty enough for you. And you son of a bitch, here are your eggs. There you go. What the hell is wrong with you, Kiki? A lot, actually. And, you know, I cannot believe that it's taken me this long to figure it out. And I'm going to go for a long walk now just to simmer down. But before I do, I just would like to cut through the bullshit. You see, sister, the reason why he's not technically seeing anyone is because he's still technically hung up on you. And you moron! The only reason she's here, besides trying to salvage her precious career, is to serve you with divorce papers. There, I've said it. I've done all I can do here. I'm going for a walk because that's, you know, leaving. It's just something that I've really perfected. And so, once more, with you. She was so much more fun when she was fat.
Is that true?
What?
About the papers.
Yes, but now I don't know what to do. I mean, seeing you again and being in front of the press with you again, we have something, Eddie. Maybe I've made a horrible, horrible mistake. Or maybe I should just give you the papers. I don't know.
You're the devil.
Kiki! Kiki! Hold on, I want to talk. Come on,
let go of me.
Just, I want to talk to you.
I don't want to talk to
you.
Why
not?
Because you're an idiot.
Well?
You know what, for that matter, I'm an idiot too. In that respect, we're actually quite perfect for each other.
Look, this is a very complicated situation.
Well, let me uncomplicate it for you, huh? Forget about what happened between us, Eddie. It's not gonna work, all right? I mean, last night was great. But then she calls you this morning, and you just cannot wait to get out the door to get to her. What is that? It's just not going to work, because you will probably always be thinking about her, and I will probably always be wondering if you were thinking about her. I just need you to know one thing.
What?
That woman that you saw by the pool the other night.
Forget
no,
it.
That woman that you just have to spend the rest of your life with. That was me.
Good morning.
Morning.
So here's the buffet. What's going on?
Nothing. I'm great. Just great. Oh, ma'am, can I get some more butter?
Word of advice, when you hit formica, stop.
You know the expression, falling off the wagon, Lee? This is what it looks like.
Yeah, but you got 20 or 30 pounds of food to break your fall. What the hell happened?
Bad morning. Preceded by 33 bad years.
Does this have something to do with Gwen?
Of course not. I love my sister. I love everything about her. Kiki? Kikikins? Who's smoking? I smell smoke. Is someone smoking within a 6-mile radius of where I'm standing? Stop them, Kiki. Stop them. Oh, ma'am, the butter? What, are they out of butter? How can you run out of butter?
Well, I have one theory.
You know what? I need an assistant. Because if I had an assistant, she would be outside right now milking a cow, and I would never, ever run out of butter. Oh, Kiki, my butter has touched another food. I need new butter. Anything you want, honey. That's the way it goes, Lee, right? You're a publicist. You know anything they want, right? She's got a green dress. Looks like crap on her. Brings out the circles under her eyes. She knows it. I know it. She gave it to me. It actually looks pretty nice on me. And then she said, well, maybe she wanted it back. You know what I mean? She doesn't want it. She doesn't want me to have it. That's the truth.
So what is it? You're in love with Daddy?
Wouldn't that be stupid?
Kiki, I have done every one of their movies. I've never seen him look at her the way he's been looking at you. And if you're in love, you should just go for it. The way you went for this breakfast. Not the way you went for the breakfast.
I think I'm going to be sick. Can you just...
Hi, listen, I'm going to take all of this to go. I need, 20, 30 bags and a forklift. No laugh, no tip.
Character like the Terminator, you know, because I think the Hispanic people are crying out to see a deadly, destructive, killing machine that they can embrace as their own, you know, that they can relate.
Hey, how are you? Nice to see you.
Hi.
Hey. Now hear you?
No.
He's a dead man. No, I'm serious. I mean, I know a guy, I'll make a call, and he's dead. Hi, how are you? Nice to see you. Hope you're having a good time. What time do you have?
10 to 1.
We're doomed.
Dave, may I suggest that you follow my lead and get completely shit-faced.
Gwenny? Hi, how are you?
Hi, Mr. K.
Gorgeous.
Thank you. I mean, how much longer do I have to stay out here with these people? They're getting drunk and they're starting to touch.
Hang in there, sugar. If Hal doesn't show up with the phone soon, they'll be busy finding wood to build the gallows.
What are you talking about? I don't think that's funny. Shit.
Is that Pussy Boy?
Oh, my God, he's going to jump.
He's not going to jump.
Oh, I told him I was going to give him the divorce papers.
Shit, he's going to jump.
Where?
Excuse me. I'm going to do something. I'll get him. Oh, let's take advantage of this. Get a helicopter up there. We can get some aerial shots.
Oh, shut up.
All right, yeah, okay. Jump, Ruthie, jump.
I can't believe this.
He's going to be a pussy bank gang.
I'm coming, Eddie!
Whoa!
Why is he doing this to me?
Eddie, I'm sorry. Are you okay?
What are you doing?
I was trying to stop you from jumping.
Why try to kill me?
Eddie, stay right there.
Where am I gonna go?
Hey!
Hold me down?
I'm gonna throw it, you're gonna catch it. 1, 2, 3. Pull yourself up, I got you. Come on. Got it?
Yeah.
Pussy boy gonna go flat.
Got it?
Yeah.
Come on. That's it, 1 foot at a time. There you go. Okay.
Kill you. Hey, listen, take a bow. It'll look better.
Take a bow.
Jesus Christ.
Whew. Eddie, the next time you try to kill yourself, just take a hairdryer into the tub.
I wasn't trying to kill myself.
And what were you doing?
I just came up here to think. Is that a crime? Get a little perspective.
Do that in your room.
I blew it. I lost her.
Guy goes to his rabbi. Says, Rabbi, I think my wife is trying to poison me. The rabbi says, let me talk to her. Comes back a little later and he says, listen, I spoke to your wife for 3 hours. Take the poison. Understand what I'm saying? You and Gwen are over.
I don't care about Gwen. I'm talking about Kiki.
Kiki?
Yes, Kiki. She's the only one worth spending any time with in this hell hole. No offense, Lee, you're a great guy. I mean, you have some very nice qualities. But for a good review, you'd sell my body to China for medical experiments.
Eddie, don't let her get away.
It's too late.
No, it's not too late. Trust me. I'm telling you.
That's Hal!
That's Hal?
That maniac is here with the film. Eddie, we're saved.
Well, we're beyond salvation, Lee. This
is... Come on, you want to see the movie, don't you?
I don't care about the movie.
Eddie, this could put you back on top.
You think?
Yes.
On top?
May I have the envelope, please?
Hi! He's got the film.
Go.
He looks good.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, everybody, let's get started. I'm Lee Phillips. Welcome to Time Over Time. Thank you. I'm going to go out on a ledge here and say, I couldn't help myself. Please welcome the man responsible for this junket, Mr. Dave Kingman. Dave.
Thank you very much, Lee. Thank you. They say that good things come to those who wait. Well, I waited 20 years to work with the great Hal Weidman. And I think that Hal's cinematic influence has been felt.
Thank you. My name is Hal Weidman. Hello. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the most honest movie I have ever made. I wasn't looking for it. It came to me like a bus in the street. Or the woman who changes the flowers at our desert house. I can't talk about this film without weeping. Roll it, please.
Thank you, Hal. Have a great time, everybody.
Sarah, my name is Ben. I must speak with you.
Who are you?
That's not important. What's important now is your safety. Listen to me, Sarah. You're in grave danger. I don't know how to say this, so I'm just going to come out and say it. I'm from the future. Come with me now. Now, Sarah, please.
Love is a bridge built between two people. We want what exists between them to be real. My name is Hal Weidman. The film you're about to see is Time Over Time, or is it? The details are unimportant. Simply put, the script was shit. I tossed it. And instead decided to let my camera capture real life. I filmed my actors without their knowledge. I let the camera run after takes. I placed hidden cameras on the set. And the end result is a story far more involving than anything manufactured by actors and writers. This is real life. The juice. Stink.
the glory.
Good.
I don't mean to pressure on you, but we're 15 days over schedule.
Oh, no.
And what are we going to do? How do we...
I'm in the middle of shooting. It's a sensitive time. Do me a favor. Go away. Please. Never visit my set again. Watch him take it up the kazoo.
You're an idiot. I told you we never should have hired Hal White.
Point.
You look like a freaking prostitute.
Oh, please, cut it out.
Don't make a fool out of me, Gwen.
Cut it out.
I'm watching you. I'm watching you every minute. Do you hear me?
Cut it out.
Yeah. Do you hear me?
I think Eddie knows.
Knows what?
About me and Hector.
He told me nothing's happening.
Well, something happened. See, that's it.
What the hell is this?
Do you think I know?
You bastard.
You see, I'll get something. I slept with him.
Hector?
Yeah.
Are you in love with him? Oh, come on. It's not always about love. Sometimes you just need to get laid. I tell you, he's hot. Handsome. He can go for hours. I just wish he had a bigger, you know, thingy.
I love this movie.
What do you mean? It's like a roll of quarters. Like this. Or maybe like this. Okay.
I think I'm gonna scream.
I think it's very entertaining.
Lee, get over here right now. You stop this right now. I mean it. I'm going to sue the studio.
Could you lower your voice, darling?
Denny, shut up.
That's the filthy...
Excuse me. Was that deserved?
Oh, I think so. You have ruined me. You have ruined my career.
Look at the screen. Don't you realize what that is? It's reinvention. That's birth. That's life itself. Can't you smell the life?
Pretty soon you're going to smell Ira Stern, my attorney.
Thank you, Hal.
Wacko.
Okay, well, obviously the new direction the film has taken has caught some of us a little bit off guard.
Shut up. I'm outraged.
There are textures. Can I just say something, please? Excuse me. What was said about my penis on the screen, that is completely false. Completely. I am extremely well hung. I will submit to a physical inspection right now.
I knew.
I don't care.
This film would be misunderstood. Kubrick was misunderstood. What? Godard. Huh?
I'm going to kick your ass, okay? Understand that.
Who are you?
Who am I? I'm the ass kicker of you.
Can I defend my father's work?
No, you cannot. Who's a father?
Hal.
No, you cannot.
Well, at least let me defend Hector. I only slept with him once, but I know his penis is bigger than a roll of quarters.
You slept with her?
I did not. I never did.
You slept with
her? Swear to God, I did not. She is lying. No. Except for the part about my penis. That's true. It's bigger than coins.
It will be a lawsuit. There are legal issues here. Invasion of privacy.
I agree.
Damage to my career.
Yes. I know.
Congratulations. I think it's the most honest work I've ever done.
I want to work with you again.
I got a script we can throw out.
Wonderful, Ennis.
I'll send it to you.
I have an announcement to make. Got to thank you all. I'm so happy that you're here and all our friends in the press who have been so, so supportive this last year. I'm so happy to say that Eddie and I are getting back together. So thank you all so, so much.
Excuse me, what is this bullshit now?
Be quiet.
This is bullshit. Oh, bullshit.
Just this morning, Eddie came over to the cottage and we had a breakfast and we had a good, heartfelt talk, didn't we, honey?
Yeah, well, you know, I have to admit I've been wanting to get back together with Gwen ever since we weren't together anymore. I've been obsessed about it, really.
Oh, sweet.
And now that it's happened, I just have to say that I'm amazed and I'm grateful. And I have to agree with Hector that it's bullshit.
Thank you, Betty.
We talked about this.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did.
No, we didn't.
We did.
We did not.
You love me.
Yes, I do. I do love you. I love that beautiful, bright, sexy woman up on the screen.
See, he loves me.
Yeah, the girl I used to make movies with, but that's not the real you. That's you pretending to be real, which you're really good at. So when I'm with you in real life, I think I'm going to be with the real you, but I'm not. I'm going to be with the real you that's with me right now, not the real you from the movies, and I don't want to be with you.
Why not?
I just explained it to you.
You did?
Yes, I don't want to talk to you about that in front of all these.
Why not, Eddie?
You're right, Gwen. What could I possibly have to say to you that I don't have to say in front of 300 members of the international press? All right. I'll tell you why, because I'm in love with your sister.
Kiki?
Yes.
Is this some kind of joke?
No.
Kiki, could you get over here? Kiki!
Yeah, I
want
to talk to
you.
Why her?
Oh, why not? Oh. Is that so unbelievable, so unfathomable?
Not
that
now.
A man could love me?
Not
oh,
now.
Oh, I think now is the please, time for now. But, you know, just wait for me.
Oh. Can I say something here, please?
Yes. No. Listen, okay, one nut at a time. You're my sister. I love you. And it is important to me that you know nothing happened between me and Eddie until last night.
Oh, I somehow feel so much better about you stealing my husband.
Ex-husband. And I didn't steal anything, and you're one to talk. You've been shacked up for the past year with, you know, Ricky Ricardo.
Look, I am just tired of making excuses. I am done picking up dirty clothes. I'm done pretending that your life is my whole life. I'm done.
So what you're really worried about is you, right?
Yes.
I guess you're fired.
Honey. You know all I care about is your happiness. You know that, right?
That's sweet.
So don't worry about me. I'll be fine.
You're unbelievable.
Shut up. Next.
Yes, what can
listen,
I do for
I know
for
I
you?
Probably shouldn't have said that in front of everybody, but
mm-hmm.
Listen, I've been running around for the last year trying to find some clarity, and all of a sudden I am so clear, it's ridiculous. I want to be with you.
And when did you make this decision?
The moment I thought I'd lost you.
Damn it.
What?
That was good. No. No, this is crazy. Eddie, this isn't gonna work.
Listen to me. I'm grateful for you. In all the world, the thing I'm most grateful for is you.
If that's a line from one of your movies...
That one's mine.
What do we do now?
Traditionally, we kiss.
I'm on pain medication.
that makes me say things I would never say otherwise. Just to set the record perfectly straight, Eddie and I never had any plans to reconcile.
And?
Owen, Hector's very well endowed.
Almost too well endowed. I've had complaints, literally.
What are you doing?
Packing.
Let me help you with that.
Oh, that's okay. Oh, that's, no, really, I, there's a folding.
No arguments, let somebody else help you
okay,
for once, okay?
Just, yeah. Mm-hmm.
There you are.
Oh, hey.
That was unbelievable. That was just amazing. I mean, that was like a movie with a stage show. I mean, I'm telling you, if I could get all of you to tour with the film, we'd make a fortune. And your sister, Kiki, she's unbelievable. No, this is really remarkable. The entire country has voted her off the island, but no, she's back! I've never seen anything like it. Eddie, they like the movie. The press actually likes this crazy movie. They're calling it the Blair Bitch Project. But the best news is you two. You want to have a drink or something?
You know what? We're just on our way out.
Oh, where are you going?
We don't know.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, hey, listen, once in a while, good things happen, huh? All right, I'll see you.
Okay.
Goodbye. Eddie, there's a car waiting for you. You want us to deal with the press or anybody. But I'm going to need you. We got a lot to do. This one's going to work.
Oh.
Can I explain why I didn't call?
Some hearts, they just get all the right breaks. Some hearts have the stars on their side. Some hearts, they just have it so easy. Some hearts just get lucky sometimes. Some hearts just get lucky, lucky sometimes. I wake up feeling like my last word living. Can't recall when I last felt that way. Guess it must be all this love you're giving. Never knew it could be like this. But I guess some hearts, they just get all the right breaks. Some hearts have the stars on their side. Some hearts, they just have it so easy. Some hearts just get lucky sometimes. Some hearts just get lucky sometimes. Ooh, even hearts like mine get lucky, lucky sometimes.
your life.